Yeah. So be careful what you're being told, folks. And really, see this as the opportunity that it is. Do you think people like Anastasia Palaszczuk would be resigning? All these politicians freaking out. So much effort is being done to disguise what's going on. The level of propaganda, the way they've got to call all anti-genocide marches pro-Hamas rallies, the way they're trying to turn it into a religious war when it isn't, it's an ethical war, it's a political war, it's about land theft. The way they're doing it through Hanukkah as well. As I've said, every major Israeli holiday is a celebration of a massacre. And it's no different with Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a celebration of a war, I think, against the Greeks or something like that. It's when they took control of Jerusalem anyway, back 3,000 years ago or something. Because the Jews have been waging wars against everybody for so long. It's hard to keep track of it all. But it celebrates the slaughter, which is why, of course, another reason why they're arresting all these civilians, posing them off as Hamas operatives, so they can take them out and execute them during their 8 days of celebrating the slaughter that is Hanukkah. So they're a really, really sick, twisted bunch of people, folks. I mean, I showed you before that video of them dancing around using the boy they burned alive as a prop. The sickest culture that has ever existed is a modern day apartheid racist terrorist state of Israel. And the good thing about what is going on here is, as I said, it's exposed itself as a paper tiger. It's exposed the fact that there is no damage being done to Israel through rocket attacks. They're saying, oh yeah, hundreds of thousands of homes have been destroyed. Show us one. Show us one home that's been destroyed. They like fireworks around here, folks. It's Mexico. They get fireworks off all the time. No, they're not shotguns or anything. It's just fireworks. But yeah, they've exposed themselves as being the paper tiger that they are. They've exposed themselves as being the liars that they are. They're still claiming, you know, 1,400 were massacred by Hamas, when their own news reports have shown and their own admission has shown that most of these people were killed by Israeli gunships. They were killed by Israelis. Two-thirds of who were killed were actually security and military operatives anyway. Scares me when they go off. So they've exposed all that. They've exposed all their lies. The more lies they tell, the more they expose themselves. And again, this is a huge opportunity for us folks just to see through the lies. You know, the whole wheels are falling off. That's why they've got to have so many Hasbro trolls. So much effort. You know, and they're offering people financial incentives to change sides, social influencers. If you're a social influencer, we'll give you $5,000 to switch your narrative to one that supports Israel.
An entire campaign to content creators and influencers to support Israel.
$5,000 is what I was just offered to pledge my support to Israel. And I think this is absolutely disgusting. You cannot buy my support of a genocide.
Several social media influencers have spoken out after being offered financial and social incentives by pro-Israeli lobbies to announce their support for Israel and to adjust their narrative in Israel's favor amidst Tel Aviv's war on Palestine's Gaza. An email sent by a global collective asked users to share content from its library with the hashtag #StandWithIsrael and #HamasIsIsis, promising to share the influencers' posts for increased viewership. The collective sought to legitimize their offer by referencing celebrities such as Kim Kardashian, Madonna, and Jerry Seinfeld. Meanwhile, other groups offered money to content creators to stir up support for Israel.
Israeli marketing groups are paying my followers to switch sides. Pretty much they're telling my followers that if they go live with them, they are going to compensate them $1,000. And they say that they might even give them up to $2,000 just to go live with them.
Some pro-Palestinian influencers also claim that pro-Israeli brands have threatened to revoke their sponsorships for publicly supporting Palestinians.
I received a essay basically saying that they're not willing to work with me anymore because I've publicly said that I support Palestine. I received another message where they said if I take the post down and publicly announce that I do not support, that they will pay me basically double the amount that we agreed on, and they would repost my video onto their feed. Which, in what actual right mind do you think that you can buy my morals?
And that's not all. This Israeli page has been lifting photos from pro-Palestinian creators and re-editing them to fabricate increased support for Israel.
Apparently, I stand with Israel?
And it's not just me.
The real Yaz also has apparently been supporting Israel without her knowledge.
Israeli groups have long been accused of manipulating information and controlling the narrative through digital and PR campaigns in an attempt to whitewash their war crimes. But this time, their campaign has backfired.
If you wanted proof on how Israel is using social media, there you go.
Yeah, why do you think they have to do that and pay people? Why do you think they have to put so much on social media, so much Hasbro posting on social media? But so much video has been coming out now that it doesn't matter what they post, we've got stuff to counteract it. They claim all these claims they want about what Hamas is doing, and we can show videos of Israel brutalizing children, torturing children, setting dogs on children, terrorizing babies, all sorts of shit. You know, videos you're seeing, oh, we've got babies here that we got from our shifa that we're looking after and putting in incubators. No, you're not. These are probably Israeli babies. You're just all propaganda bullshit, folks. Never believe a word that comes from Israel. They were arresting an Al Jazeera reporter in West Bank the other day for reporting the truth. They don't want any of this sort of stuff getting out to people, folks. They're arresting everybody. They've killed more journalists in this conflict than were killed in World War II, were killed in Vietnam, were killed in all the wars since World War II in Vietnam. They've killed more journalists during this conflict than any other state before in every war combined since World War II, and including World War II. What does that tell you, folks? That's how they can arrest all these civilians and claim they're Hamas and all this sort of shit. Like I said, it's simply justification for them to flood the tunnels. I think I better leave it there now, folks. I think I'm pretty close to running out of battery. Please stay very good care until then. In Lakesh.
We determine genocide based upon a legal instrument, which is the UN Convention on Genocide, that sets out a definition with the elements of genocide, each of which is evident in the current case. Usually the most difficult part of proving genocide is intent, because there has to be an intention to destroy in whole or in part a particular group. In this case, the intent by Israeli leaders has been so explicitly stated and publicly stated by the prime minister, by the president, by senior cabinet ministers, by military leaders, that that is an easy case to make. It's on the public record.
אנחנו מטילים מצור מוחלט על העיר עזה. אין חשמל, אין מזון, אין מים, אין דלק. הכל סגור. אנחנו נלחמים בחיות אדם. ואנחנו נוהגים בהתאם.
שבשנים האחרונות 500,000 צעירים יגרו. צריך ששני מיליון יגרו. באמת זה הפתרון.
בעזה אין בלתי מעורבים, ולא היו צריכים להכניס סיוע הומניטרי. מבחינתך, מחר בבוקר, הציפייה שלך שהיינו מטילים מה שנקרא איזושהי פצצת אטום על כל עזה, משטחים אותה, מחסלים את כל מי שנמצא בה.
זה דרך אחת, זה דרך שנייה היא גם לבדוק מה חשוב להם, מה מפחיד אותם, מה ייצור להם את ההרתעה הבאה.
אנחנו עכשיו מגלגלים בעצם את נקבת רזה, אם תרצה, נקבת עזה.
מקדמים.
זו נקבת עזה.
It's an entire nation out there that is responsible. It's not true, this rhetoric about civilians not aware, not involved, it's absolutely not true.
You must remember what Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible, and we do remember.
You look at the specific acts that are required for genocide, and you see several of those have already been made evident. One of them is creating conditions that prevent, you know, people from living dignified lives and that lead to the destruction of the group.
Gaza is becoming a graveyard for children. Hundreds of girls and boys are reportedly being killed or injured every day. More journalists have reportedly been killed over a four-week period than in any conflict in at least three decades. More United Nations aid workers have been killed than in any comparable period in the history of our organization.
In this hour, at least 10 Palestinians will be killed in Gaza. Every 15 minutes, there is a child killed in the last 2 months. At least 20 or 30 or 40 will lose their homes forever. Children, adults, old people, sick people are looking for a shelter for the night. We have to face it emotionally before anything else.